You're listening to a message from Victory. Join us as we dive into the book of Romans to understand more about the power of the gospel in our series, The Gospel Explained.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat, and we just want to welcome you to our online worship service. My name is Romel and I am one of your pastors here at Victory Metro East. Ipagpapatuloy po natin ang ating series, The Gospel Explained, and we are now on week 14. Ano? At ipagpapatuloy po natin ng Book of Romans. Nasa chapter 8 na po tayo. At titingnan po natin kung ano po ang sinasabi ni Paul para sa atin. Ano? And so the Book of Romans had made an impact in a whole lot of people. It made an impact to Augustine, Martin Luther, a theologian named Karl Barth, kay John Wesley, to name a few. And Luther, in his introduction to the Book of Romans, ito po yung sinasabi po niya, ano? The epistle is the chief book of the New Testament, the purest gospel. It deserved not only to be known word for word by every Christian, but to be the subject of his meditation day by day, the daily bread of his soul. The more time one spends in it, the more precious it becomes and the better it appears. And I believe one of the brightest spots of the gospel, where the love of God shines the brightest at its finest for his people, is right here in Romans 8, verses 31 to 39. And I pray that as we read and study this passage, that we would grow not only in our knowledge of the love of God, but we will experience it for ourselves and have this truth be impressed upon our hearts. Amen? And so let us read Romans 8, verses 31 to 39. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Let's just take this time to pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you would enable us not only to understand, but to experience how high and wide and deep and long is your love for us in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen and amen. And so sinasabi po dito, no, in verse 31, what then shall we say to these things? Ano raw po ba ang masasabi natin sa mga bagay na ito? Now, Paul is asking us for a feedback, for a reaction from his readers, no? Sa dami-dami raw po ng mga pinagsasabi ni Paul or sa sinulat niya mula chapters 1 hanggang chapters 8, what then shall we say to all these things? And kung sisimulan po natin mula chapter 1, napakarami po yan. And so let's just focus our consideration on chapter 8. And it began with verse 1. No? Ang sabi po sa verse 1 in chapter 8, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Okay? In other parts of Romans chapter 8, it says, we have been made right with God. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. We have been adopted as His own children. We are God's children. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. The Holy Spirit prays for us. God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. He predestined us. He called us. He justified us. He glorified us. And after saying all these things, Paul is asking us right now, what then shall we say to these things? Ano raw po ba ang masasabi natin sa mga bagay na ito? And are ka ba wala habang reaction? Masaya ka ba? Or you would say, hallelujah, God is good. And here what Paul said, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Paul, in a way, sum up all that he have said previously with this. God is for us. God is for us. God is for you. God is for me. God is not against us. We cannot let our current reality deceive us. In Christ, God is for us. He is with us. God is not opposed to us. Kay Hesukristo, kakampi natin ang Diyos. Grabe, no? Ang sarap pakinggan yan. Why? Because God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love Him. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us. The Holy Spirit lives in us. We have been adopted as sons. Why? Because God is for us. And if God is for us, who can be against us? At sinasabi po dito, Paul is not saying that there will be no opposition. Ano? Man will oppose us. The devil will oppose us. Our flesh will oppose us. The world will oppose us. It's just that no opposition ever overcomes us because while the struggles we face are big, God who is for us is even bigger. While this pandemic is global, yes, it is big. But God is bigger. It doesn't matter who comes or what comes against us. They cannot prevail if God is for us. And the next question is, how will we know that God is for us? Verse 32. Ano pong sabi sa verse 32? It says, He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? And so the cross is the proof that God is for us. The cross is the proof that God is for us. Kapag naisip natin to, no, grabe, kakampi natin si Lord. At minsan naisip natin, Lord, nakalimutan mo na ba ako? Lord, do you even care to what's happening to me, to my family, to the world? Kapag pumapasok po natin sa isip natin to, no, we got to look back to the cross. The cross is the ultimate display of God's love for us. That while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The cross is the place and the means by which God loves us to the uttermost. He did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all. God did not spare Jesus to die on the cross for rebellious people like you and I. But God gave Him up. And you know what it means? God didn't give up on us, but God gave up His Son for us. Grabe tong si Lord. That's how much God loves us. Pinaglaban tayo ni Lord hanggang sa kamatayan. Bakit ito ginawa ni Lord? He is for us. God did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all. And that's the big thing. The lesser things, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? If God has given us the most precious gift we could ever receive. If God did not withhold His one and only Son for us, how can He definitely give us all things? He can definitely give us all things. Well, it doesn't mean that God would give me a Ferrari if I ask for it. But it means all things necessary for us to be saved, to reach our destination, to be conformed in the image of His Son. All things necessary for us to fulfill God's purpose in our lives. You see, He didn't redeem us to abandon us. God did not redeem us to leave us. That's why He adopted us as His sons. In this pandemic, God is for you. God will take care of you. He will not abandon you. He will not forsake you. You may be feeling that God has forgotten you, but the truth is, God is for you. You may be feeling that God has abandoned you. The truth is, God is for you. You got to look back to the cross and believe and be convinced that God is for you. And if God is for us, who can be against us? And then verse 33 say, who shall bring any charge against God's elect? Who could bring an accusation against God's people? It is God who justifies. God justified us. God declared us right. God declared us not guilty in the highest courts of the highest courts of heaven and on earth in the divine justice. Through Christ, we have been made right with God. Our verdict has already been pronounced. Our sins have been paid for. We have been saved from the wrath of God. It means our eternity is secure. And because we have been made right with God, we live in the light of the truth that our greatest problem, which is sin, has already been solved. Our greatest problem has already been solved. Why? Because God is for us. God justified us. And then another question in verse 34. Who is to condemn? Who is to condemn? Our conscience may try to condemn us. Definitely Satan and the enemy may try to condemn us. Many people will try to condemn us. But not Jesus. Not Jesus. Why? He died for us. Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. You see, the one who could condemn us chose to lay down his life for us. Jesus was declared guilty that we may be free. He died for us. More than that, Christ was raised, is now sitting at the right hand of God. Guess what? Not to condemn us, not to accuse us, but what? To intercede for us, no? Minsan iniisip natin, ano, tapos na yung ginagawa sa atin, Jesus, namatay niya sa cross, umakyat niya sa langit. But guess what? Christ lives to make intercession for us. Christ is at the right hand of God interceding for us. I mean, not only is the Holy Spirit interceding for you, Christ is interceding for you as well, praying for us simply because we are in Him. And that is just amazing. Definitely a very, very good news. Definitely telling us that not only God is for us, Christ is for us. Satan may accuse you. The devil may bring accusation to you, but Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God, interceding for us, coming in our behalf. The devil may try to accuse us in the presence of God and say, guess what? He have sinned. He have fallen short of your glory. But Jesus is right there speaking on our behalf. You know what? His sins are forgiven. His sins, I paid all of it at the cross. He is mine and I am for Him. That is Christ interceding for us. Sabi po ni Robert Murray McChaney, you know, if I could hear Christ praying for me in the next room, I would not fear a million enemies. Yet distance makes no difference. He is praying for me. Christ is praying for us right now. Whatever you're going through, whatever you might be feeling, Christ is praying for you. He is intervening on your behalf. He is praying to the Father for spiritual needs which were not present to our minds and which we often neglect to include in our prayers. He prays for our protection against the danger we don't even notice. I mean, and even against the enemies which threatens us, which we don't even perceive. He is praying that our faith may not cease and that we may come out victorious in the end. Christ is praying for us right now, interceding for us, that we would be strengthened, that we would have the faith and the endurance and the perseverance, that we would be conformed in the image of His Son even as we go through this pandemic, that the kingdom of God will come in our lives, that we will be able to understand or may not understand, but we would trust God and we would have faith in God. Clearly, Christ is interceding for us. I mean, could you imagine this? If the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And that's what James says. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. How effective and powerful is the prayer of Christ for you and I? For He is interceding for us. You know what this means also? Jesus is more committed to us than we are committed to Him. He laid down His life for us. He rose from the grave. He is now seated on the throne. And He never stopped working on our behalf. He is right now interceding and praying for us. And that should give us confidence knowing that Christ is for us. That He is not against us. That He will not excuse. He will not accuse us nor condemn us. Kaya nga po, sabi sa verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall the pressures of life separate us from the love of God? Shall distress, the feeling of being imprisoned, nowhere to go, the feeling of being quarantined, na hindi ka makalabas, parang ang hirap namang lumabas. I mean, there might be some danger, there might be some sickness. Shall persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, or sword? Shall sickness separate us from the love of God? Shall death separate us from the love of God? They will surely try to separate us from the love of God, isolate us from the love of God. And when we experience these things, we may find ourselves questioning, does God love me? But then Paul reminded us that these things are normal, part of the Christian life, by quoting Psalm 44:22, as it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. Alam niyo po kung anong sinasabi ni Paul dito? That these sufferings are not new. That God's people have experienced suffering down through the centuries. That Christians, you and I, though we are in Christ, we are not exempted from suffering or even from being killed. But the question is, will this ever separate us from the love of God? Verse 37, Paul says, no. No. That won't even separate us from the love of God. That will send us directly into the presence of God. And who shall separate us from the love of God? Nothing. No one. Wala pong makapaghihiwalay sa pagmamahal ng Diyos sa atin. And in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Grabe to, no? In all these things, in all these sufferings, trials, persecution, famine, or even death, not only they won't be able to separate us from the love of God, but in these things, in our suffering, we are more than conquerors. Di ba bakit nasabi ni Paul yun na nagsasuffer na nga tayo? Nagugutom na nga tayo? We are uncertain of the future. Why is Paul even saying that we are more than conquerors in these things? You know why? Christians are more than conquerors because God turns everything, even suffering and death, into good. Christians are more than conquerors because God turns everything, even suffering and death, into good. Alam niyo po, no? I remember one of our victory group leaders. And she found out that she has a cancer. At yung cancer po niya, no, it's a stage 4 cancer. And it was bringing so much pain and suffering in her life, in her physical body. And so she got hospitalized. She got into ICU. But guess what? In the midst of her pain and suffering, she was still be able to worship God. I mean, just the joy of the Lord, just praising God, just singing songs unto God in the midst of pain and suffering. And because of this, nagulat po yung mga nandun sa ICU, the doctors and the nurses, why she was acting like that in the midst of what she was experiencing. You know why? Because he says she is in Christ. And so she was able to preach the gospel to these doctors and nurses, just the joy of the Lord in the midst of suffering and even of death. Why? Because she's more than conqueror through Christ who loved her. She lived her life knowing that her greatest problem has already been solved by God through Christ on the cross. That though she may suffer and die, but ultimately she was secured in the love of God. More than conqueror. It is for this reason that though Peter was put in prison, he was able to rest and sleep. It is also for this reason that Paul, though being in prison, being in chains, was still able to sing songs and worship and glorify God. It is for the same reason that Stephen, though he was being stoned to death, was able to pronounce forgiveness to those people who were killing him. Why? Because these people understand that nothing would be able to separate them from the love of God. That though they suffer at the moment, but ultimately they are secured in the love of God. That God turns everything for good to those who are in Christ. And so, Paul concluded this in verse 38 to 39. For I am sure. Paul was certain. Walang pagkaalinlangan. Walang kaduda-duda kay Paul. He is sure, for I am sure, that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor heaven, nor hell, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Our Lord. Grabe ito. God is for us. Christ is interceding for us. And nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God. You see, in the midst of this pandemic, we have a God who is for us, who intercedes for us, and who loves us. That though in the midst of a whole lot of uncertainty, one thing that is certain, God is for us. God is interceding for us. God loves us. That is what is certain. We gotta be sure of these truths in our lives. Amen? In the midst of pandemic, we have a God who is for us, intercedes for us, and loves us. And so the question is, what are we going to do with these truths? Well, number one, we got to continually meditate the love of God. Sabi po ni Martin Lloyd-Jones, indeed, our chief defect as Christians is that we fail to realize Christ's love for us. How important it is that we should meditate upon His love and contemplate it. Marinate our hearts from the promises and the love of God. It is because we fail to do so that we tend to think at times He has forgotten us, or that He hasn't, or that He has left us. And so how do we meditate the love of God? Read the book of Romans. Read Romans 8. Go back again and again. This is nabi po ni Martin Luther, no? Make it your daily bread to read the book of Romans. That while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Read verses 31 to 39 after our worship service. Go to your room, meditate on the Word of God, marinate your heart with the Word of God and the promises of God. Soak, let it be impressed upon our hearts. Kaya nga po sabi ni Paul, ano? I am sure. He is pretty convinced. Why? Because it has been impressed. He experienced the love of God. And let this truth lift us out from any discouragement. Why? Though Christ died, the tomb is empty, Christ has risen, the throne is occupied, Christ is seated at the right hand of God, interceding for us. It means we will endure these hard times. We will overcome in Christ who loves us. But we gotta be assured that God loves us. Second thing we could do, we gotta worship God who loves us. Romans 8 started with no condemnation in Christ. And it ended with no separation in Christ. We have been freed. We have been saved from the wrath of God. We are secured for all eternity because of what Christ has done for us. We are a free people. Reconciled with God, children of God. We were sinners. We are not deserving of this. It is simply because of the love of God that we are here. And it should motivate us to worship God for who He is, for His goodness, for His great love for us. And third thing we can do with these truths, share the love of God. Let's share the love of God to people. A lot of people have not heard the love of God. A lot of people does not understand the love of God. You experience the love of God and you will continually experience the love of God. And out of that, hopefully would flow a love for other people. Let's share the love of God to other people, especially at this pandemic. Probably one of the reasons why God put us here, it's because so that we would be able to share the love of God to other people. Amen. Let's just take this time to pray right now. Now, if you're facing some trials, probably uncertainty because of this pandemic, a health crisis that had turned into a financial crisis, so much uncertainty, probably there are some fears, I want to pray for you. And I want to assure you, through the Word of God, that God is for you. He is not against you. He did not abandon you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And right here, right now, Christ is interceding for you, cheering you on, having that effective intervention for your life. Christ is doing that today. You could come to God. He is for you. He's listening to your prayers. And He would want to strengthen you and make you more than conqueror, even as we have understand and continually experience the love of God in our life. If you're one of those people, let me just pray for you. Lord, thank you. Lord, yes, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective, but you, Christ, our Lord and our God, is praying for us right now, interceding on our behalf. And so I thank you, Lord God, that even as you are praying, Lord God, for my brothers and sisters who are facing these troubles, Lord, I'm also lifting them up before you today. Lord, would you encourage them? Lord, would you fill them, Lord, with your love? Lord, would you enable them to look back at the cross of how much, Lord, you have willingly gave up your Son for us because you didn't give up on us. Lord, if you didn't spare your one and only Son, Lord, you could definitely graciously give us all things that we need, Lord, not only to survive but to thrive, Lord, in what's happening right now in this world. And so, Lord, would you bless your people with strength, with grace, with strength. Lord, would you continually fill them with your love today and to continue to affirm them, Lord. Lord, that they are more than conquerors. last group of people I want to pray for, all of these promises, all of this truth can only be found in Christ. And if Christ and if God is for us, who can be against us? Sin cannot be against us. The enemy cannot be against us. The world cannot be against us. There will now be no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We will not be separated because of Christ's love for us. But the question is Christ in you? Have you surrendered your life to the Lord? Have you humbled yourself and say, Lord, I need you in my life? If you're one of those people, and you know in your heart that God is knocking at the door of your heart, He is pursuing you, would you open your heart to the Lord today and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, thank you that while I am yet a sinner, Lord, you died for me. And so, Lord, I humble myself today. Jesus, would you forgive me of my sins? Lord, would you fill me with that unconditional love that comes from you? Lord, would you make me new? Would you make me whole? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God is just good. Amen. Let's remember, God is for you. Christ is interceding for you. The Holy Spirit is interceding for you. And no one will be able to separate us from the love of God. Amen. Let me just speak a blessing to you even as we close our online worship service. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord look with favor towards you and grant you peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.